God spoke to Moses and to Aaron in the land. This new moon is the beginning. Every household take a lamb. On the 14th day, slay it. Put its blood around your door. Roast the meat, eat it quickly, and leave none of it till morning. I will execute judgment, but see, you have been warned. I will go throughout the land, and I will kill the firstborn. The blood will be a sign. I will pass over your home. Stay inside until morning, but be ready to go. So it came to be at midnight, this one final plague, all the firstborn in the land on the way to the grave. Guard the celebration throughout all your generations. When your children ask the reason, you will tell them it's because God smote the Egyptians, but he passed over us. Guard the Egyptians, but he passed over us. Don't miss the significance in this ominous depiction of a people delivered by their creator on a mission to restore what has fallen while keeping justice in mind. Guilty people get a pardon, but somebody's gotta die. Prophetically depicting the messianic scene of a man who spent Passover being nailed to a tree. It's an agonizing thought, hard to swallow, hard to see. It's the sacrificial blood that sets the people free. So it came to be at midnight, this one final plague, all the firstborn in the land on the way to the grave. Egyptians, but he passed over us. Guard the celebration throughout all your generations. When your children ask the reason, you will tell them it's because God smote the Egyptians, but he passed over us. Unleavened bread and roasted lamb, slaves redeemed by what they taste. This is how you eat the meal ready to go. The celebration throughout all your generations. When your children ask the reason, you will tell them it's because God smote the Egyptians, but he passed over us. God, the celebration throughout all your generations. When your children ask the reason, you will tell them it's because God smote the Egyptians, but he passed over us. Yes.